It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 608.
Happy Fat Friday, you absolute animals.
Have What's you organised anything?
Yeah, of course. I've just become the person in charge of Fat Fridays, basically.
I appreciate it.
Quick one. Is that Rick's G-Star Raw t-shirt?
Sure is, yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks, Rich.
Oh, yeah, I accidentally called him Rich. It was quite funny.
Chairman Rick. And so has he brought up the whole underwear thing yet?
No, not yet.
Great.
Do you reckon he's heard it?
Maybe. He's been in Adelaide, I think, this week.
What's he doing in Adelaide?
Work. Don't know what he's doing. I think he's
Where
probably
he
meeting going to hospitals and meeting doctors.
Just getting it done. Anyway, George is here.
What's going on?
Friday. It's a regular occurrence. Hope it never stops. Mm-hmm. We love George.
We do.
Dodgy George. Or what's his other nickname?
Well, George doesn't want Dishonest George to take off as a nickname.
It's, yeah.
Well, because the funny bit was that we were doing a little bit of a workshop and we're going through your personal values and you wrote honesty and then you asked me to cross out honesty. which
is honest. So.
Yeah,
it is honest. I respect that.
The thing about Dodgy George, is that who calls you Dodge?
A two-year-old.
I love it, Dodge.
Yeah, and also my girlfriend sometimes.
Dodge.
Really?
How good's Dodge?
Why does Hannah call you Dodge?
I think it's a bit of a cute name and also maybe I'm a bit Dodge sometimes.
He's got a mo 24/7. He's never shaved that. He's had it since I've met him in bloody 2017.
Can't see it from back here.
No,
I can. It's that 5 o'clock shadow above his lip line. But I like Dodge.
Dodge?
Yeah. Dodge.
Yeah.
What do you
think,
George?
What do you think, George, of the nickname Dodge?
I actually do like it.
Okay. It's kind of cool. Dodge.
It's kind of. It sort of sounds similar to George.
Dodge.
Dodge.
And yeah.
What about like cutesy wootsy names that you say to your partner?
It is Valentine's Day, so happy birthday. Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day to all you cuties out there. Also, I just need to do a quick happy birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday to my son, Bodie. Happy birthday to my grandpa, who's no longer here. Happy birthday to Steph. Happy birthday to Alicia from daycare. Who else am I missing? There's a couple of more. So many people born on Valentine's Day that are in my life. Oh, happy birthday to our hype man, B-Mac. Fuck yeah, baby. Good day to be born, Feb 14.
The Valentine's Day thing, when you decide that you don't want to celebrate it or you don't want it to be a thing, there is the pressure not to mention it at all.
Yeah.
Because the thing, like if you're not celebrating it but then say happy Valentine's Day, it sort of defeats the you're buying into it.
Can you look up people in the world born on Feb 14, some sort of famous ones? I want to sort of throw them into the mix. For my son, mm-hmm. I feel like this is my day too.
Yeah, absolutely, especially at this age.
He woke up this morning at 6 a.m., crying in his bed.
Did he know it was his birthday?
I went straight in to pick him up, as I do, and he said, "Daddy, can I open my present?"
Oh, so he's already
instantly. Is. Like, he was begging for it the night before, begging for it this morning.
What
first
did he get?
He got a micro Razor scooter.
Oh, sick.
Like it's a...
I thought you were going to say micro USB kit.
No. It's a micro scooter. So they're not the ones that just have the wheel at the front, wheel at the back. Mm-hmm. They've got two wheels at the front to give it stability and then one wheel at the back with a brake. So it's...
What colour?
Oh, it's blue. It's magic.
Blue. I remember getting a Razor blue scooter. You could remember how much you could fuck the back tire by skidding?
Yeah, yeah.
You get to a point where do-do-do-do-do because you had a square.
Yeah. Or you had to just slam on the back brake and it just ruins it. Yeah. Try having a motorized scooter that you can do burnouts on and shit. It would do the same thing. It was hell. Anyway, he was so pumped. And it's just so nice seeing a kid just loving material objects.
I get it. Well, I mean, that's the pushback on the Valentine's Day is the whole material element. But it does bring up the question, if you don't really celebrate Valentine's Day, should you still wish your partner a happy Valentine's Day? Dodge?
Yeah. Dodge. I don't think there's any harm in saying happy Valentine's Day.
What did you say to me this morning when we were having coffee?
I said I'm not falling for the flowers to work trap again.
Yeah, because last year he bought them on the day, so last minute, and paid through the teeth.
It was probably it was over $100.
For just a couple of roses?
A box of shit flowers. she loved it. She was happy.
A box of shit. It's paid $100 for a box of shit.
So,
and so what do you reckon the rate is when it's not Valentine's Day?
I don't know. It's the delivery bit. Like, it costs so much. It's like $80 for a thing of flowers.
They're just relying on people last minute. Like this is something that happens Christmas. Yeah. It's like the rush to get stuff. Alcohol, New Year's Eve. Oh, no, it's always just.
But it's also but if you completely ignore the elements and say I'm not going to buy into it, that's the best thing I think we can do.
You can. But I see what you're saying. You can't be a dog though and not mention it, because what do you want to be in the doghouse for? Not just ignoring the fact that it's Valentine's Day with your partner who may be thinking it, mm-hmm. or saying it with no present, but saying, I love you. It's more than just material things. Can I give you a little smoochy smooch?
And so what option did you go
down? Amy's so pumped for Bodie's birthday. We're having a party.
Okay, you guys, so you didn't
you say guys, you coming. Anyway, this morning did the present thing and focused on sun, and then having coffee, and then we're like, oh, happy Valentine's Day. So it's like, it's a special day for Amy too, because she gave birth. Like, it's so fucking crazy. What?
That's not how Valentine's that Day.
But no, I haven't done anything for Valentine's Day. Shit move.
Well, Bree texted me when she left and said, oh, happy Valentine's Day. Text. And so she was the first one out of us two. But then I said, happy spending every day with your best friend day, babe. Love you.
That's cute.
And so, but I didn't use Valentine's Day. I just
pushed back.
But apparently,
Brie had pushed back against it last night.
Really?
Yeah, she said you don't have to do anything.
I mean, it comes from someone that's a bit broken, isn't it? When you've been let down so many years, you just like, what's the point? You get it as angry as the other person.
I'm pretty sure my mum buys herself presents these days for birthdays as well.
Really?
My dad is just, she's just accepted.
Yeah,
he's just doesn't. My dad's a kind, loving, caring man, and has. You know, has been an amazing person to my mum, but doesn't buy her presents.
Well, he's a build. He likes building shit.
He would build
her a fence.
Yeah, yeah. Do anything. He'd do anything for her, but just not buy her a birthday present or a Christmas present. Yeah.
Well, mum's been in tears before on Christmas because dad said, "What do you want for Christmas?" She said nothing.
And then he got her nothing. Yeah,
so it was a very, very
sad. He delivered.
No, I actually think that we gave her a Suzanne voucher and that still...
It ticked her over the edge?
Yeah.
No thought.
I think it was an envelope type of thing.
Listening to my favourite
ABC?
AM radio. Yeah. Last night, just going to get a kebab. And
what
they
time?
Were talking. Yeah, it was like probably 8 p.m. And...
Did you know you were going to do that?
Oh, I wanted one.
And
it
was,
and we'd been to Shoppo... Got Bodhi this present, gone home.
Did you know what present you were going to give him before you got to Shoppo? Yeah,
I wanted to get him a scooter. This birthday was a scooter. Uh-huh. 2 years ago, Christmas was a bike.
Who gave him the Beetle?
Charlotte. Good friend of ours. Yeah.
That was a good present.
That was for his first birthday. Like, he was way too young.
Who's Charlotte to you?
Charlotte's a good friend of mine from when I was probably 17.
She really over-delivered.
She's one of the most generous persons.
People
I know. That's whose kid's birthday I was at Legoland last weekend.
Because it looks primo.
That's primo.
I assume that you'd got him that. That's how good it was.
I know. I mean, it was a better present than what I got him.
Annoying?
Nah, I don't care. No. What I'm proud of is the bike I got him. It's a sturdy... sturdy bike that will last years and could go on to another kid, and so is this micro scooter. We paid quite a bit for it.
From where? Kmart?
Nah, ended up going to a toy shop. The thing is about, like, you can get it $20 cheaper at these other places, and there was nowhere to find this other than this toy shop, and I bought it.
Could you have saved some money if
definitely,
you...
Definitely, $20. That's what I did my due diligence, but I didn't go down the cheaper option, which was catch of the day. I need last minute, and that's why shopping centres are actually great for last minute shit.
Definitely. Well, that's the whole Valentine's Day thing. I knew we all know that Valentine's Day was coming.
Mm.
And so I had in my head of like, you know what? A week before Valentine's Day, I'm going to send Brie flowers to work.
But you didn't.
I never did.
You thought of that.
But I was great. Like,
you had the thought.
That would be, but I feel like every year I'm evolving to a point where it's going to happen.
It'll happen. Or it won't happen. In the car, the AM radio was having this conversation about Valentine's Day, and they pulled in some marketing person that, you know, professional, talking about it being something that, like you're saying, it's been created. It's for the
it's a hallmark material holiday.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a few other holidays, but the the big sort of progressive conversation is now, can you actually talk about Valentine's Day to consider the people who aren't in relationships?
Yes.
Yeah. You can. I mean, that's where they're taking calls on that. Yeah. Let's hear from Renee. Yeah, it's disgusting, to be honest. It's,
what, talking about it or discussing that you can't talk about it?
No. It's yucky because other people are, you know, there's people that are sad that they're single.
So the position is she doesn't think we should talk about love because other people aren't in love.
What about cancel rom-coms?
Rom-coms. Matthew McConaughey cancelled.
What about the holiday?
The best rom-com guy in the business.
The holiday, that's sort of a comedy as well. Would we allow that?
Even just like Notebook, cancelled.
It's funny, Seb.
Yeah, it is funny. Mate, can I just say EPLP, they've got the cinema.
Oh, yes, on the rooftop. If you're in LA, go to the bar.
Yeah.
Grant Smiley's.
We could do that. Next studio. Can we have a rooftop cinema?
He's dreaming big, isn't he? But I appreciate it, definitely.
What can we do now?
How much more are we going to spend on a place to get the rooftop?
Yeah, probably a fair bit.
The world famous.
And then there's licensing. But what I was surprised with, they're having The Joker on the rooftop. I thought that is a good film. Mm. They're definitely, if you're in Los Angeles doing this stuff, you're definitely doing it all above board. You're getting the licensing and all that sort of thing.
There's probably, I mean, in America, you can probably call a studio. I mean, it's made in LA. It's made by people.
Just call the director. Hey, mate.
Well, you call the network.
Distributor type thing. Yeah, I'm guessing there's like, obviously with these things, you've got distribution deals. But I just found it interesting.
Yeah, it's great.
That something like The Joker, like that it only just came out, it feels.
I literally thought yesterday, when's The Joker coming out so I can watch it without illegally, when's it being released? Not DVD, because no one buys DVDs.
I'm sure you can download it now from like iTunes.
Yeah, of course 7-Eleven could get into some kind of program and download it for me.
Do you mean 97? 97. We're calling him 7-Eleven.
It's Fat Fridays, guys. Let's get fired up. Mm-hmm. This week we fair bit of talk about ice cream.
One of our worst performing videos on YouTube.
What?
Just looking at the analytics and it was all like that episode because I thought it was a short one. It was 19 minutes and I thought, I want to see how this performs.
Yep.
But
rubbish. People want time.
Every metric, it was down. People watching less of it, less views, all of that.
Interesting. So we should go longer?
Yeah.
I mean.
Also maybe ice cream. It would be good to sort of analyze, get Rory looking at it from a data analyst point of view.
I mean, we're going to get cancelled if we're talking about ice cream
analytics.
No. Ice cream. I mentioned that I'd found my favourite ice cream and I just wanted you to try it because you haven't yet.
No, I haven't.
And so I got it. And it's in the freezer. And I hope it's frozen because the freezer is like one of those ones in a motel where it's like iced out usually. That's what we got here for a freezer.
But you fixed it the other day.
Yeah, I just got some of the ice.
George, do you want to go? Yeah, please.
But it's still subpar freezing. It's like keeps it 60% frozen.
Oh, but which I like that with ice cream. Every time Bree and I get ice cream delivered each week or whatever to our house, she'll say, oh, like let's put it in the freezer for a bit. I'm like, no, I like it as is. Like there's always that contentious issue. And she's like, okay, well, I put my bit in the freezer.
Well, nothing
and
worse
than – And I eat mine and then she's eating hers and I'm like, can I have some of yours?
Rock hard ice cream is ratty. Mm. It's not for me.
No, it seems so industrial, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like it's like overcooking something. It tastes yuck.
The worst ice cream shops are the ones that look like they're flowing mousse. You know, they've formed it on the top to look amazing. Yeah. But then what actually happens is they dig into it and it's rock hard. So it's visually appealing. Mm-hmm.
Bit hard.
Bit hard.
And so this is Connoisseur gourmet ice cream.
Yeah.
Do they all say gourmet on it? Connoisseur, I'm guessing in general.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's vanilla caramel brownie.
So this is the one where I was saying that like a lot of the caramel or brownie ones end up going like a dark, like a chocolate ice cream. Mm-hmm. So visually it's brown.
Yeah.
But this one isn't like that. This one is
vanilla.
Vanilla.
And so which is very similar to sort of your cookies and cream.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go, Josh.
Thank you. Geez, you're quick.
Well,
not and stingy.
Quick and stingy. Absolute definitely. Animal. Does anyone want some? George, you want some?
George will definitely have some.
Hang on, wait. I'll get
I'm going to try it.
Dodgy George, come in.
Dodge.
Give Mason, ready? Fitness Mason.
Well, here we go. So we're going to try it all on the count of three. Right. All right, ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and
are you getting a bit in yours? Are you getting one of your chocolate bits?
Definitely. Yeah, okay. All right. And one, two, three.
Mm. Mm. It's real good.
Romantic.
Just tastes like vanilla.
It does, doesn't it?
Nah, get around it, boys. Like, get around the bits.
So far, just vanilla. I'll try another. Mm.
Try the bits. I mean, you take big mouthfuls. Just like...
Just vanilla with chocolate bits, right?
Mm. Wait for the caramel. I ate 90% of this whole tub when I got it with Amy.
At the point of 90%, that's 100, let's be honest. You know what
she
I mean?
Had some.
The 10% is okay.
She had some, but I had a bit of her some.
So... Yeah, it's vanilla ice cream. It's yum, but it's vanilla ice cream.
It's also the vanilla that it is. Like, Connoisseur has the best vanilla out of the whole whole supermarket, I reckon.
This would be good if the base was cookies and cream. And then you add in those bits and the caramel.
I also
think mate, do you work for Connoisseur?
Should.
Are you a...
Your buddy should. He's got a point.
But then you got... But they have a cookies and cream one. You could just grab it.
Interestingly, it guys, if you look at it, there's distinct coloration differences between the vanilla and like the caramel. So the caramel is an actual ice cream and the vanilla is an ice cream and they've mashed them together. So there's a very white color and then there's sort of like a cream color. Mm. Do you notice
I actually
that?
Can't taste the caramel at all.
Yeah.
It just tastes like cookies and cream to me.
Cookies and cream.
A little bit.
Fuck, we've got a guy that wants cookies and cream in here. And then we've got Dodgy George over there thinking it's cookies
but
and cream.
I think Dodge has got a point. I just taste vanilla.
All right.
This is your favourite.
Mm.
Mm. You sure it was just because you didn't eat heaps of it?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's my favourite now, guys.
No, I agree.
No, you're, only because
just in the moment.
I walked in heat. It was a 30-degree night. It was kind of late. I didn't think I'd do it. I walked. I spent $11. I bought the tub. I got it home. It was really soft and I was really sort of craving something sweet and I had it and I thought it was the best ice cream of all time. Today.
It's all right.
I don't think it's the best ice cream of all time. I've had better. Let's be honest.
97 and I got on the margaritas last night.
Did you actually have one too, Sev?
Yeah, just one.
One of the big ones?
Yeah, it was a bowl.
Yeah, it was a bowl. Yeah, it was massive.
No, it was a jar. It wasn't a fish bowl. It was a jar. Mm. I wanted to get a fishbowl. Brett said no.
You would have had that if you combined the two together.
No, but they didn't give us a free hat. We should have gotten it. Anyway, so we were going to go to Veneto Club because Happy Harry's in town.
Yeah, yeah.
You were busy getting Bodie's present.
Yep.
But tried to get into the Veneto Club. No dice. Do you normally book?
No, but we go at 6.
Okay. So we were trying to go at 7.
And
they're like... table 8:30. And so we're like, what's Shannon saying, by the way?
Tommy, come back to the land of the Magnums. I realise why I like the dairy ones so much. The choc coating is dark chocolate. That reminds me of a specific dark chocolate Easter egg. And then it's ...
She also said, 97, did you hear your Raya submission shout out from yesterday from Jace?
Oh, no.
Which I didn't know.
Jace Hawkins.
Yeah, apparently.
On their show.
You did apply for Raya, but no, so we didn't have margaritas at Veneto Club because we couldn't get until 8:30. We drove to Narre Warren and went to Mexican Cantina.
I was going to pop down to the Veneto Club because we were finishing up early and I looked at the Find My Friends and I saw you.
What'd you think?
You dirty bastard. No, I thought Spencer, I saw you. I knew exactly where you're off.
You thought a GPS was fucked.
I looked at Mason's and I was like, I know where he is. It was, you were on the way there.
Mm-hmm. So
we went to Mexican.
Yeah, we had a mango margarita, a lemon margarita, and Happy Harry got on the booze.
Is that his first time?
No. It was his first time having tequila.
Yeah.
What do you think?
He goes to the pub at home.
He That's goes to the pub saying. And has yeah, wines. Yeah. And so
he's an old soul has going to the pub to have a red wine.
And so you were less pissed than because I guess I had the equivalent of 4 standard drinks.
Yeah.
Is that a lot?
It's a fair bit. But you can do that in two beers if there's a one.
And so, yeah, I had two.
I know, that's pretty bad.
I had two margaritas.
Three beers, you would have four, four standard drinks.
And so, my 97 was doing his normal, like, that is.
He actually was?
Yeah. He's like red. It's obviously, it brings out his fucking pigmentation. He's like looking at Harry. He's like.
Did you know you were doing it?
No, I did know that I was real giggly and laughy, though.
Yeah. Did you go home and punish yourself with push-ups?
No, I went home and sat on the couch and was talking to my brother and mum about we're trying to figure out what teachers I had during school.
You've forgotten?
Primary school, yeah.
Was this?
Did your mum say year 2, 3, 4? I can't remember.
Did your mum know that you were a bit tipsy?
She didn't ask. I reckon she did. Yeah. I reckon she did. Definitely.
Yeah.
It would have almost worn off by then.
Yeah. I actually slept for a little bit on Bree was driving. And I think was at some point I was like sleeping.
Yeah. Jem's got a photo of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you remember the flash in the car?
No.
What did Jem have?
She can drink anything. She's fine.
But
she had two margaritas.
She had the same as Josh, I think.
Oh, nice. Well, because Happy Harry ended up, he had a, what was that tall glass?
It was a
Was it a bourbon and Coke with some raspberry?
No, it was a raspberry Coke
and vodka.
Yeah.
And so
welcome to the big smoke, Harry.
And so, what do we think of that drink?
It's very putrid. Funny. It's putrid.
And so the waitress said, Bogan's, do you want it
it's in Bogan's
a,
mouthwash.
She said, do you want it in a small or tall glass?
And he took it tall.
Yeah. Well, but we had a big conversation with her about it. It's like, well, what do normal people do?
Oh no, this is LA all over again.
Yeah.
And so she was like,
she loved it. She got into it.
Yeah, the waitress really did, didn't she?
Yeah.
And then old mate has never had Mexican before.
What?
Yeah. And so he was brought out Bree's flouters. He's like, are they spring rolls?
What's a flouter?
A flouter is like, it's a big taquito.
Yeah, I'm not savvy. I don't know what either of those things are.
It looked like it was sort of like a crunchy wrap.
Oh, yeah. They're like fried. Sort of,
Yeah.
I need to visually see them.
Yeah. So it's not as funny because you guys don't know about Mexican either.
No, but it was funny though. Just spring roll.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it. It was a spring roll.
Yeah.
It was big spring roll. Like it would have been like.
But the nostalgia, we went past Krispy Kremes.
Oh, yeah, that's where we did episode 50.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That was a long time ago.
It'd be good to do that again, actually.
Definitely. I was just thinking, like in a big camper, like imagine actually
that would be good.
Hiring, getting a camper or a limo or something to do
a limo would be
from
great.
A limo.
What's the cost of a limo? I feel like the last memory for I think a Deb or something, I think it was $330.
Cheap, man. Like when you Is think right? about it 330? Now as an adult, the
$450 an hour.
Oh. You found that quick?
I know a
it's
guy.
It's in their meta description on Google.
I know a guy who owns a limo company.
Oh, yeah, what sort of limo?
Oh, he owns like 3 or 4 big ones.
Hummer?
Maybe. I've seen him a couple of times just like parked and I've spoken to him. Like,
the one thing I don't like about limos is when they put a big decal on the back, like Shane's limos. It really makes it look a bit pov. I mean, if you do something that's meant to look a bit fancy and then it's like, oh, are we in a limo or are we in the street team of vehicle?
They were huge in my year, like growing up, year 7, 8, 9, like limos and Hummer limos. I think they fell off and went a bit bogan. People started getting them for weddings and shit. And I think there is a lot of people turning their nose up to seeing anyone in a limo for a wedding, like a Hummer limo.
Good for a
fitting a lot of people in.
No, I was going to say that, but also married at first sight.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I feel like any sort of rolling in. But also, like, let's just also consider the fact of transport of a bunch of people. Like, if we take sort of this prestige out of it, it's quite a handy way to get around.
Yeah.
Well, I think imagine if you just owned a limo. You can't go down certain streets. Like if you went down our street here, you'd
be fucked.
You'd have to reverse it. Like you can't long ones. You can't.
My I-30 struggles.
You can't go underneath train. You know, train bridge. Like the one in South Melbourne that dips down. You couldn't. It would crush your undercarriage.
Well, they because they customize them, right? So they just buy a vehicle and then extend it.
No, I think they. There's
I think they produce them.
No,
that's a manufacturer.
No.
So it's like they buy a Chrysler and then they
a limo.
I don't know if Chrysler's doing it.
Look it up.
Could we do it to my i30? Could we extend that to limo?
You could if you knew, but for instance, it could be my wife. Which we can get. I'll get
flowers for Valentine's.
Imagine it'd be so annoyed if she got me some, because then I'd look like a real cunt. Look on Gumtree. You can
buy a secondhand one.
Yeah, it's really cool. There's some cheap ones. I mean, if we had a heap of cash,
we'd do the daily talk show limo.
Can we do it? Can we do it for the Tesla?
Oh, is there a Tesla limo?
No.
Tesla. Here she is.
G'day, Amos.
It is her.
What do you got there? Is that some
coriander? Oh my God, she's got me a bunch of coriander for Valentine's.
Do you want to sit on the couch where George was sitting for a little bit with the microphone?
Yeah.
It's just.
Yeah, welcome.
So you're wearing your flossy mossy t-shirt. Are you back in biz? Are you going hard on the flossy mossy again?
Candle game.
I did run out of clothes that I wanted to wear today.
But you also did a post.
She put on three outfits today. Uh-huh. And that's what she landed on.
This is number three.
What was number one was nice, number two was nice, number three was nice.
I don't know. I just didn't feel they were work appropriate, even for a Friday.
What does that mean? A little bit?
Legs out.
Legs out and then arms out?
Mm-hmm. How does it make you feel going to work with your legs out and your arms out?
It depends where I work. I feel like I would have felt fine, but maybe other people would have been like, oh, not a props.
Mm.
And so do you feel that judgment's coming from other women, or is it like people looking at you? What is the...
You know what? Honestly, I think it's probably more a fear of getting in trouble, because I hate getting in trouble.
Who's going to tell someone? You think that your boss would say...
I don't know. It's probably all in my head.
No one can these days. You can't say to a woman...
But why would you?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so why would you is a probably a better question. But so you own a company and...
Sure.
You're trying to portray an image. If someone walks in a mini skirt, which isn't – a lot of places don't have uniforms as such.
Yeah.
But there's also like –
There's
just
a
running,
code
we're,
though.
We're like, just running a business. We're not running a
– It would be like casual business, and I didn't feel that it fell in that category, those clothes. And whereas this doesn't either, but it's probably just a bit more covered. So I felt it was a bit more workplace safe.
To be honest, the other one, like,
look, they weren't like crazy. It was just the way that I felt. I just they were shorter and lower cut, and my arms are out. They sound like
they were
I'm
great.
Wearing a bikini.
No, but you look great.
I wasn't.
To be honest, I'd be pissed if Mason or George or anyone who works within
the
building.
Be careful what you say, because I've got short shorts.
Came
on.
In wearing the shorts that you are. I'd be like, are you ready for any action today, mate? Like,
I could. If we had to do anything that required action, I would be the first one to run up with these.
I mean, business. Not like
I mean, George, I complimented George before because he's wearing like a corporate shirt, button up or button down.
Looks great, doesn't it?
Or, but it looks really good.
You know what? As our business builds, big media company takes over. George is the pillar for our workplace
dress sense.
Dress
he needs
code.
To fix his shoes because his soles need glue. That's
no,
a problem.
I'm happy with that. He's an artist. He's
not good for the back. But I think actually, if we do look at George, I think the watch is cash in a good way. It's sort of real minimal. I also like that, the black denim jeans is nice too. But I guess it's just a it's a safe look. It's a very safe look. What do you
think? Shannon says that they get limos on the Gold Coast, and then she justifies it by purely to move people.
Oh, yeah,
I think
sure.
It's
also I feel like Gold Coast maybe limos are still very still, much a thing.
Yeah, I would.
No
I would
offense,
agree.
Shannon, but I feel like that fits the bill.
All right, we got to run to a meeting, but we love you.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Happy Valentine's Day, Amy.
Have you had a good day, Amos?
Yeah, it's been nice.
Uh-huh. Any many flowers
should we
in
get the other,
office?
Nah, none.
Any? None.
Zero.
Can we get the other side of my story? I said it was only at the coffee table or at the coffee shop where we said happy Valentine's Day to each other, because the morning's been about Bodhi.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Great. I just wanted to.
Have you ever been a Valentine's What's the best Valentine's Day gift you've ever gotten? And it doesn't have to be from Tommy.
it's better for content if it wasn't.
By the way, on the freeway last night, driving along, 97's like, oh, Josh, remember what you did over there with Bray in the car? What?
I tell a story
in confidence of something that happened to me when I was younger, a little session on the side of the freeway, and Sevs has sort of portrayed this character that all I do is drive around Melbourne telling all the boys at Big Media Company what JJ's been up to.
Has he not done that?
I did it once and I said I was just-
I'm not a rat, son.
Yeah. But then I threw you under the bus. I said, Tommy loved it. I was just trying to relate to Tommy.
Oh, yeah, sure. Because we know Mason couldn't get around that concept.
George did.
I've only had 3 boyfriends and none of them were into Valentine's Day.
Really?
Yeah.
And none of them got you anything?
No.
Am I a part of that Valentine, like the number 3? Or am I the 4th? I've got you flowers and shit before, don't you dare.
On Valentine's?
I think. I don't know. I love you.
I love you.
Anyway, Jake says, what about a bus in regards to transporting people? It's a good idea. Cool. All right. It's the Daily Talk Show. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. If you know someone with a limo, would love to do something.
There's a secondhand one. We can get 2 of them for 33K.
You have to buy both?
Yeah, I think so.
If we get 1 for 15K, let's do it.
We're not doing it.
1 for 15?
You'd have to message him.
What's his name?
There's an aftermarket DVD player which connects into the screens in the back.
Can you, just for shits and giggles, message him and say, would you take 15?
15 for one. And also just ask if there's any cigarette damage. I'm just worried about ashtrays and stuff. I feel like if it's real old, it's like going on an old flight where you've got like the – actually, when, I think.
Oh, yeah, back in the day. There's still cigarette ashtrays. Yeah.
I believe stuff is happening also with MH, like the Malaysia Airlines flight. I saw a big.
Wrapping up the show and like delves into a whole new topic. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow. Weekend banter.
With Rob Ward from Quadlock.
Yep.
And then Jem Watts, Queen Gronk on Sunday. So we'll see you for your weekend banter tomorrow, guys. See ya.
See ya.